الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, more than 14 centuries ago, in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, in or on the day of Eid, the day of Nahr, the day of Al-Hajj Al-Akbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his only and last Hajj, just before his departure, just before his death, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave one of the most important sermons, as he was the most sincere advisor to his ummah, being supported by revelation, knowing what is going to take place by the revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to this ummah, what kind of calamities that are going to befall the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Imam Bukhari recorded, started by reminding people and started by asking people, drawing their attention to the most important subject, that is to address. He said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I request the brothers who are talking to please keep quiet, even if you have already prayed Salatul Jum'ah, please keep quiet. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, atadruna ayyu yawmin hadha, do you know what day is this day? They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Please, one brother, let the brothers either leave or keep quiet. Jazakumullahu khairan. Atadruna ayyu yawmin hadha, do you know what day is this day? They said, Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Fasakata sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hatta dhananna annahu sayusammihi bighayri ismihi. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of immediately answering them, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet for a while. So they were more anxious as what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to say. فَسَكَتَ حَتَّى ظَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُسَمِّهِ بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهِ. He remained quiet until we thought he is going to give it a name, a different name. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaysa yawmun nahar, isn't day today is the day of nahar, the day of sacrifice? Kulna bala, they said, yes indeed, O Messenger of Allah. And here we see one of the qualities of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how respectful they were to him, how polite. We see the adab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has trained them to be upon through the different ayat of revelation and how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought them up responsive to the commands of Allah and commands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something that is well established in their mind. It is as if I'm asking you, what day is today? And all of us know today is Jumu'ah. And this matter was so clear in their mind, yet they said, Allah wa Rasuluhu A'lam, Allah and His Messenger know better. And they said that we thought that He is going to give it enough, a different name. Showing that they were ready to accept from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whatever comes to him, from him, even if it be changing a name of a day that was well established in their mind. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulih. You who believe, do not forward yourself before Allah and His Messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. All you who believe, do not raise your voices over that of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. If raising the voice is prohibited before the Messenger of Allah, what about making a decision that is in opposition of that of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What about ruling in something that is different than the ruling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So this generation, this first generation of Muslims, they were fully committed to following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because they fully surrendered to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understood their purpose in life, that they are but servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them a similar question. Ayyu shahrin hada? What is this month? And again they said, Allah wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Messenger know better. And again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sakata hatta dhananna annahu sayusammihi bighayri ismihi. He remained silent until we thought that he is going to give it a different name. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaysa dhul-hijjah? Isn't it the month of dhul-hijjah? And they said, Bala. Yes, indeed. And again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked a third question. Ayyu baladin hada? What city is this? And they said for the third time, Allahu wa Rasuluhu A'lam, displaying their submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah and His Messenger know better. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَيْسَتْ بِالْبَلْدَةِ الْحَرَامِ Is it the sacred city? And they said, بَلَى. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laid these golden principles, these most precious principles, that if we are to heed this time, this in this city of ours, in this community of ours, we will prosper. Because it laid down and established respecting and honoring the rights of people towards one another. He said, فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. He said, then know that your blood, your property, and your honor are as sacred as the sacredness of this day of yours, in this city of yours, in this month of yours. Now, in order for us to understand and realize the impact of these words upon the companions radiallahu anhum, we need to understand that these addressed people are people in whose minds the timing and the place that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned are very, very sacred. Nobody can think to violate the sanctity of that time and that place, even before the time of Islam. Because the Arab before Islam, they used to respect and honor and realize the sanctity of the Yawm al-Nahr and of the sacred city of Mecca. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was building upon, understanding their background and building upon what they know in order to make them understand the sanctity and the sacredness of their rights towards one another. And this tells you, when you see the attitude of the companions radiallahu anhum and how carefully they were listening to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how these people have changed. It shows you, it opened up a window for us to see the transformation of the companions radiallahu anhum, from people who are driven by tribal glory, by boasting about oneself, one family, one's horse and everything that is that belong to him, to people who are ready to accept any command from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Ala hal ballagt?" Did I convey the message to you or not? They said, "Na'am." Yes. And he said, "Allahumma fashhad." Oh Allah, be my witness. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ فَرُبَّ مُبَلَّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَابِعٍ. Let those who witness this convey the message to those who were absent, for it may well be that the person who receive a message be more comprehending to it than the person who received it in the first place. And again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلَا تَرْجِعُوا بَعْضِي كُفَّارًا يَضْرِبُوا بَعْضُكُمْ أَعْنَاقَ بَعْضٍ. And do not revert after me kuffar, disbelievers, striking the necks of one another, killing one another. Again, reiterating the sanctity of the blood of a Muslim, that it is something that is so sacred that no one should think to violate it, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described that, فلا ترجعوا بعضي كفارا. Do not revert after me as kuffar, because no Muslim, no believer will kill another Muslim. This is not the description of the believer, and in this there is a severe warning not to respect and honor the sanctity and the sacredness of the blood of the Muslim that have become nowadays so cheap, and a blood that is spilled for the silliest reasons and sometimes for no reason. While Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. Whoever kills a believer deliberately, his recompense is the hell. خَالِدًا فِيهَا, to abide therein forever. وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَأَعَنَهُ, and the wrath of Allah and His anger and His curse upon him, وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا, and He has prepared for him an awesome punishment. And He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ إِلَّا أَنْ تَكُونَ تِجَارَةً عَنْ تَرَاضٍ مِّنْكُمْ وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُمْ رَحِيمًا. All you who believe, do not devour each other's possession wrongfully, except if it be by way of trade based on mutual contracts, mutually accepted contract between you. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ and do not kill one another, for indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful to you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was establishing these principles that in no situation, in no circumstance, in no time, one may cross this red line, and that is to violate neither the honor nor the property and nor the blood of a Muslim person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in that sermon, according to other muhaddithin like Al-Imam Tirmidhi, Ibn Majah, and Al-Imam Nasa'i, that أَلَا لَا يَجْنِي جَانٍ إِلَّا عَلَى نَفْسِهِ لَا يَجْنِي وَالِدٌ لا يجني والد على ولده ولا ولد على والده. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, indeed no one transgresses but against himself alone. No father's transgression should be borne by his son. No son's transgression must be borne by his father. You see, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was ending by this statement the vicious cycle of revenge, that if somebody committed a crime, a mistake, if someone kills someone, then he and he alone is responsible for what he did. The sin of his act or the prescribed punishment of his act must befall on him and on him alone. There is no guilt by relation or association. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أَخْرَى No one bears the sin of another person, whether it be a father or anyone else. So every person is responsible before himself. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم here, he addressed two major issues. Number one, understanding the sanctity of the blood of the Muslim. And then number two, if some crazy person for one reason or another has killed another person, then let the Islamic law deal with it. And no father, no son, no relatives shall bear the responsibility of this crazy act. Rather, it is the killer himself who is 100% solely and wholly responsible for his act. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, in this precious speech, أَلَا إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ قَدْ يَئِسَ أَنْ يُعْبَدَ فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذِهِ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنْ سَتَكُونُ لَهُ طَاعَةٌ فِيمَا تَحْتَقِرُونَ مِنْ أَعْمَالِكُمْ فَيَرْضَى بِذَلِكَ Indeed, Shaitan has despaired that he be worshipped in this city of yours. But you are going to obey him in certain acts that you may belittle. You may consider that they are minor things, but he will be content with whatever disobedience you may commit. In some other narrations, it mentions that وَلَكِنْ بِالتَّحْرِيشِ بَيْنَهُمْ that he became content to instigate between Muslims. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in the Quran, يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُلْقِيَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ Indeed, Shaytan wants to instill animosity and hatred among you. So, whenever somebody drive this hatred and animosity campaign between the Muslims, he is not doing anything but submitting to the will of Shaytan, obeying the will of the Shaytan. Because this is something that is instigated by the shaytan. And in this part of the hadith, there is a warning against belittling sins, and that little sins may lead to major sins, minor sins may lead to major sins. And one should be careful and should repent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time from all sorts of sins. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear brothers and sisters, we are living with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in a sermon that he gave in the year of his death, which contains a lot of golden principles that ensure the stability and the prosperity of any community, including ours. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was establishing the rights of peoples towards each other, and the theme of this sermon is rights. And if we are to respect rights of one another, Allah knows how many problems we are going to rid our community from. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continues to say, أَلَا إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمَ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمِ فَلَيْسَ يَحِلُّ لِمُسْلِمٍ مِنْ أَخِيهِ إِلَّا مَا يُحِلُّ مِنْ نَفْسِهِ. Indeed, the Muslim is a brother of a Muslim, and therefore it is not permissible for someone to take from the possessions of his Muslim brother except with his permission. Anything that belongs to another Muslim is sacred, has certain sanctity that cannot be violated. And no matter how small in value it is, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam therefore has warned the believers who has oppressed one another and taken the wealth of one another. He said, "من كانت عنده مظلمة لأخيه من عرض أو غيره فليتحلل منه اليوم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا درهم فيه ولا دينار." Whoever owes his brother anything, whoever has oppressed his brother concerning anything, whether it is concerning his honor or otherwise, let him seek his permission today before a day comes when there is no dirham or dinar, there is no money to protect the person. Rather, it is a matter of reward and sense. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala kullu amr al-jahiliyyati tahta qadami mawdu'." Indeed, everything pertaining to jahiliyyah, everything pertaining to the pre-Islamic era of ignorance is under my feet and is abolished. It is null and void. Total abandonment to anything pertaining to al-jahiliyyah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned details that falls under this major rule, major maxim. He started by making a revenge blood that is of his own tribe nil and void, because you know blood, blood revenge may be passed on from one generation to another generation until it destroys a whole community or a whole town or a whole city. And this is from al-jahiliyyah. And therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started by himself and he said, the blood of so and so of our relatives is nil and void, no revenge anymore, that's it. And mentioned several things that fall under the same mean principle. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala fastawsu bin nisa'i khayra." Indeed, take good care of your women. And he said that they have some rights upon you, and you have some rights upon them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is laying the foundation of a strong community. Because if there is a strong family, the family is the basic unit of a community. And the strength and the happiness and the solid foundation in any family is by both spouses respecting and honoring the rights of one another. By the man not becoming a Fir'aun in his home. And by a woman not becoming the man of the home. And by respecting and honoring the rights of one another. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concluded by saying, وَإِنِّي تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا لَمْ تَضُلُّ بَعْدَهُ إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ. And I have left. And again, this is a sermon of somebody who is departing from the life. He is leaving. And this was his last sermon in such a big gathering, like the gathering that accompanied him in his Hajj, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, I left behind something. If you are to adhere to it, you will never deviate. You will never go astray. And that is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are some other similar narrations which mention the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But even if it is not mentioned, it is understood and it is implied, because the authority of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most destructive thing that is destroying our communities is hawa. Is hawa. When we allow our own hawa to rule, when we allow our own hawa, whim and desires to judge and govern and lead, this is when we destroy our own community. And hawa, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُ لَكَ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّمَا يَتَّبِعُونَ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. If they don't respond to you, which means if you don't follow the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one is following his own hawa. Dear brothers and sisters, this is one of the most important speeches of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that ensures the stability and the prosperity and the happiness of every community, including our community. And therefore we need to be heedful to whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this sermon. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has established rights and encouraged people to respect and honor the rights of one another. Here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized and reiterated the prohibition of bullying, oppression, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us against the minor sins, because they lead to major sins. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam draw our attention to the importance of brotherhood and the bond of love for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He also noted that adhering fully to the deen of Islam cannot be done but by abandoning anything pertaining to al-jahiliyyah. And he also sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized on the Muslim family, and that the happiness of this Muslim family can only be attained by respecting the rights of one another. And the basis of our ummah is the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we are to restore our honor and dignity, the only way is to go back to the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This reminds me of the statement of Imam Malik rahimahullah, who said, وَلَنْ يَسْلُحَ آخِرُ هَذِهِ أُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلَحَ بِهِ أَوَلُهَا. The later generations of this ummah the condition of the later generations of this ummah cannot be set aright, cannot be corrected, except by the same manner by which the first generation of this ummah
condition was set, arise, أقول قولي هذا وأقيم الصلاة.
اللهم اجعل لنا إلها واشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، حي على الصلاة على السلام.